You're listening to My Thyroid Health, your go-to source for all things thyroid health and wellness. My Thyroid Health is presented by Paloma Health, the first online medical practice that exclusively treats hypothyroidism.
Hi, everyone. This is Mary Shulman. I'm an author, health coach, and thyroid patient advocate. I'll be your host for today's episode. Today, we'll be talking about the link between hypothyroidism and neuropathy. More than 20 million people nationwide suffer from this condition called neuropathy. Neuropathy is a condition where your nerves located outside the brain and spinal cord are damaged in some way, which results in weakness, numbness, and pain, usually felt in the hands and feet. More severe cases can also cause disturbances in digestion, urination, and circulation throughout the body. Let's take a look at the connection between hypothyroidism and neuropathy. Does one cause the other, or is one a result of the other? Let's dive in. First, let's look at the physiology of neuropathy. Neuropathy, which is also interchangeably referred to as peripheral neuropathy, stems from the peripheral nervous system. This system sends information from our brains and spinal cord to the rest of the body. Cases of peripheral neuropathy can be caused by traumatic injuries, infections, nutritional deficiencies, metabolic problems, diabetes, and exposure to toxins. People with neuropathy experience sensory symptoms such as pain that's described as stabbing, burning, or tingling. Some people experience motor symptoms such as muscle weakness and paralysis, muscle atrophy, and uncontrolled muscle movements. Others have autonomic symptoms such as blood pressure changes, trouble with sweating, gastrointestinal issues, sexual dysfunction, and changes to the eyes and sight. Now let's talk about hypothyroidism. Some of the common signs of hypothyroidism, in addition to fatigue and weight gain and mood changes, include muscle weakness, mental sluggishness, and intolerance to the cold. Some thyroid patients also develop numbness, decreased sensation, slowed muscle contractions, and a loss or reduction in reflexes. So are neuropathy and hypothyroidism connected? Various studies have shown that there can often be a connection between neuropathy and hypothyroidism. One clinical study of a 58-year-old woman who was admitted to the hospital with a history of progressive weakness in both lower extremities had a 20-year history of hypothyroidism and was being treated with levothyroxine and metformin for type 2 diabetes. After careful examination of her symptoms and various tests, it was concluded that her peripheral neuropathy was being caused by her hypothyroidism. Another study of a 60-year-old woman resulted in improvement of both her thyroid function and her neuropathic pain intensity. After neurological examination, the results demonstrated mild sensory neuropathy. Other exams showed subclinical hypothyroidism, and over the course of 6 to 12 months, this patient began various therapies and experienced an improvement in both conditions. So they concluded that even subclinical hypothyroidism can be a possible cause of sensory neuropathy. So, can one condition cause the other? Here's a key question. Can hypothyroidism cause or exacerbate the symptoms of neuropathy? The short answer is yes. In most cases of untreated hypothyroidism, neuropathic pain can increase and become more severe. One of the reasons for this is because hypothyroidism can cause fluid retention, which then results in swollen tissues that can put pressure on the peripheral nerves. It's recommended that maintaining a healthy weight can help to strengthen limbs. A study out of Kosar Hospital in Semnar, Iran, evaluated the case of 154 patients, some with subclinical hypothyroidism and others who were euthyroid or had normal thyroid function. This study concluded that the severity of neuropathy was higher in those patients with subclinical hypothyroidism. Nutritional deficiencies can also cause neuropathy or even worsen already present symptoms due to damage of the peripheral nervous system. Vitamins such as B12, B6, and vitamin E, as well as toxicity levels in mercury and arsenic, should be evaluated. Patients with a vitamin B12 deficiency can experience damage to the myelin sheath that surrounds and protects the nerves. Without this protection, the nerves cannot function properly, causing symptoms of neuropathy to occur. Nutritionally, vitamin B12 can be ingested through adequate sources of grass-fed red meat, poultry, eggs, and wild-caught fatty fish. whereas toxicity of arsenic exposure can cause idle sensory dominant peripheral neuropathy. So here's a quick note from Paloma. Treating either hypothyroidism or neuropathy first begins with preventative care. Identifying the condition at earlier stages can help you get a timelier start on detection and treatment. Some of these symptoms and conditions can go undiagnosed, especially if the symptoms are mild at the start. If you suspect you might be experiencing hypothyroidism or neuropathy, talk to your healthcare provider as soon as possible before symptoms worsen. It's also advised to conduct nerve conduction studies in both motor and sensory nerves of the upper and lower extremities to rule out a neuropathy diagnosis. For adequate thyroid testing, the team at Paloma Health is always here to offer support and guidance so that you can get the right care and support you need and deserve. So that's it for today's episode. A quick FYI. All of our Paloma blogs, events, resources, and more can be found on our website at www.palomahealth.com under the Learn section. If you're new to Paloma Health, get $30 off our at-home thyroid test kit or become a Paloma member with the discount code PODCAST. The links, terms, and conditions can be found in the show notes. Thanks for listening. This is Mary Showman, hoping that today and every day you feel well and live well.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you've ever wondered about your thyroid health, Paloma has a convenient solution for you with our at-home thyroid test kit. It's easy to use and can be done from the comfort of your own home. Use the discount code PODCAST in all caps at checkout to receive a $30 discount on your purchase. And make sure to come back and listen for more interviews, events, and catch up with the latest insights from our blog. We truly appreciate you being part of the community and are committed to bringing you valuable content to help you live your healthiest life. Thanks for listening, and until next time.